Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm very, very excited today. We've got tonight, everywhere else, but tonight here on the East Coast, just the night, just getting started, baby, just getting started. We've got a fantastic guest tonight. We've got Nikki, lead vocalist from the fantastic alternative progressive rock band Lucid Fly. Nikki, how are you?
Hey, doing awesome. It's daytime here in L.A.
That's right.
You're right.
A rainy day, you were saying.
Yes, it is. It's winter,
You
know.
You know, Nikki, I have to start the show off by saying I thank you so much. My there's a big, like, eclipse and full moon and all this zany stuff happening tonight. And my girlfriend wanted me to go with her and her friends down to – they're having some big drum circle thing at Miami Beach, and that's just the last thing in the world I want to be doing. And,
I got a show.
I'm well beyond my drum circle days.
I like to go every now and then. We have them here, like at Venice Beach. They'll do them like on Sundays, and it's cool every now and then. But I wouldn't mind seeing the snow moon and all that cool stuff.
Well, yeah,
I'm a space girl.
I've got a big backyard with chairs and stuff. That's my thing. You know, I used to go to a lot of nightclubs and do that kind of stuff for a couple decades of my life. Now I'm that old guy that if I do go out, I want bottle service just so I have a place to sit down, you know?
Absolutely. That's the way to go.
I'm telling you, I just, and I don't drink well. You know, I don't know when that happened. I'm like somewhere along the...
Hey, you got to have standards. You know, like
the headaches aren't as bad after. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
None of that.
You gotta work harder.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, especially, you know, being a rock star and stuff. You gotta keep it, you know, but it's hard in that business because there is the I don't know. It's out in the zeitgeist, you know, kind of the stereotype, you know, partying all night and all this and that and then getting up and flying to the next gig or driving or riding and then being on, you know. I don't know how, when I was a kid, that was the dream, you know. You do that and date models. Everybody wanted to be in a band for that. But I don't think the reality is there. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to ruin anything, you know. I don't want to be the person who gives away the musician's secrets.
Right. For being a singer, like, singers really have to drink tons of water. You got to watch what you eat. Can't, you know, got to eat some apples so you don't get, like, mucus so you can sing. It's all kinds of, it's not real glamorous all the time. You know, you can have a drink here and there, but if you're serious about your art, you know, you kind of have to follow the playbook.
I hear you. And let me ask you, have you always been a performer? Like, when you were, you know, a young lady, did you do dance classes and music and all that and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff?
Growing up, I was an only child, but I grew up around my three cousins who we kind of all, I don't know, we played like Star Search and did things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't, I was a cheerleader most of my life.
Wow.
I don't like to say that very often, but it's true. into gymnastics and things like that. But as far as performing, I never performed until actually I was in this band. So
really?
There's
got to be a story there. And we should mention, too, the other members of the band. Well, we've got Doug Mecca plays guitar. And, you know, that's all I have on my show. It's just you and Doug, but I know there's another
Doug
person,
and I,
right?
Yeah, Doug and I are the core members. We started the band, and we've been playing with our drummer since 2007. His name's Aaron Sika.
Oh, wow.
And our bassist left a few – he was our bassist we had since 2007 also, but he left a little over a year or more ago. And so we've been kind of Doug ended up playing the bass on the album, and we've been looking for, you know, a permanent bassist, but absolutely one that can just round out the live set. So, really just us three, even though we need more players to play the music that we create. So,
well, look at the Doors, right? I mean, same type of deal.
Yeah.
You just gotta, get the right person.
Yeah.
So this band, well, how did that come about? Were you, did Doug get a hold of you, or you and Doug knew each other, or what's the story?
The story is that, I moved from the Midwest to Florida, and
right.
I basically wanted to start a band. I knew I had musical genes. A lot of my relatives were musicians, and like I said, I'd never really performed until around the late 90s or something. And I was like, I'm just going to try and start a band. So I put an ad in a music magazine called Jam Magazine at the time. I was in Orlando. Doug was looking to relocate from Tampa. He was playing with a drummer at the time. And those two wanted to move to Orlando. And they basically found my ad. And that was the first ad that I answered, or person that I responded to, and that was the first audition that I ever went on, I've been in this band with them ever since, so it was good. Yeah.
Well, that's very, very cool. I'm in South Florida. I'm down in Deerfield Beach, just south of Boca. So
nice. I've been there. It's nice.
Yeah,
I've been all over Florida.
I'm at school in Boston. I went to moved out to San Diego, lived for about 10 years out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the recession hit, I had a gallery out there, and then I sold that, and I said, I'm going to move somewhere where the dollar can go a long way, because that wasn't San Diego.
It's not anywhere in California.
Exactly. So I could move to Kentucky and live like a king, and paint one painting a month, and live nice. But I went to visit a friend in Florida and met my current girlfriend and, moved somewhere about the same cost of living.
But Florida's
bought
nice.
A house.
Florida's a great place to live, for sure. There's a lot to do there.
When you meet the one, you have to,
this is
adjust
true. You got to do it.
Of course. Right, exactly. So that's cool. So you guys clicked. And you were in Orlando there and started making music, and it just started happening. Now, this was a couple albums ago. You've got a brand new album out that we're going to be talking about, playing some tracks on. Tell us about Building Castles in Air.
Building Castles in Air. It's our baby. It's the one that we just it was a labor of love. We started writing it basically in 2011, and we started recording in 2014. Our drummer Aaron's dad has a studio up in Oregon, so we went and tracked the drums there, and then Doug actually completely overhauled his gear and switched from analog playing a VHT to this new Fractal Accessex something or other.
Wow.
So he did that so he could actually record at our home studio, and it gave him a lot more freedom. We wanted to take a lot more time with each instrument, because usually, artists, they go into the studio, there's a time limit, you got to be on your game and hope that you capture your sound. And so we've done that so many times that we wanted to have the time and the freedom. So we spent 2 weeks, like I said, up in Oregon doing the drums, and the rest of the time tracking the vocals, and Doug did the bass, and it took some time for him to grow out his bass beard. He's not a bassist, so he became a bassist by growing a beard out. And then we just, got it mixed and mastered. We sent the tracks off to a guy who's in Australia, and we put it out in November. So it's been a long time in the making. We had a crowdfunding campaign, which our fans and supporters made that completely possible. And it's just been awesome, awesome experience.
You know, that crowdfunding, it's one of those things I wish I would have thought of. I never thought it coming, you know. And it's so, when I lived in California, I'm telling you, every other weekend I was going to some party or somebody was, what would usually happen is somebody would say, hey, can you, you know, do a painting and donate it for the cause? We're trying to raise money to do, you know, to make our film or a pilot or a record or something. And it was definitely needed, you know, crowdfunding. And I think it's just brilliant, you know. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it is. At first, I was, like, really resistant to it because I didn't know what to expect. I kind of felt like I was afraid to ask people for money and, you know, like... But then I started thinking about it and, like, the fact that, you know, if my favorite band or bands that I support, I would absolutely want to be part of their journey, helping them make an album, you know?
Oh,
so
totally.
Once I flipped my perspective a little bit, it just became this thing. It was a lot of work. Let me tell you, it was like a 40-hour job on top of working and things, but it was worth it. I mean, it was a successful campaign.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that they are, you know, I have a friend of mine and she's done it like 3 or 4 times now. I keep telling her, I'm like, you need to do like a learning annex or something on it. You know, she's in real life, and she's at that point where she still has to have a real job and whatnot. Or I shouldn't say a real job, a day job. That's a much better way to put that. She's a realtor and, she said, you know, she goes, the thing is, she goes, when you're doing that crowdfunding, she goes, it's basically like your day job becomes a part-time job and you have 2 part-time, you know, because you're doing.
Absolutely.
You have to
talk like, I couldn't even believe it. It's like, you have to stay on top of it. And I think I even researched for 2 or 3 months before we even started the campaign just to figure out, like, how to do it and get my ducks in a row. And you absolutely cannot go, oh, I'm going to start a crowdfunding tomorrow. It's like, no. That's not happening.
Exactly. Well, let's play a track off. This is off of just out in November, folks. This is Building Castles in Air by Lucid Fly. What should we play first, Nikki?
How about, let's play the single, which is Visions of Grandeur.
You know, I love it. I love this track. And fun fact, folks, this is what we were going to call my show. I'm kidding, of course.
What?
A bad joke.
Lies.
It is. It's so true. Okay, here it is. Visions of Grandeur by Lucid Fly. Check this out.
Imagine in my slivers of light slip through the vines and perfectly aligned. As my mind drifts on the verge, weeping willow, pay attention to what hovers over, suspended from chipping away at the tip. Within my sky, filled with stars, diamonds in the daylight, I see stars out of the corner of my eye, out of the corner of my eye. Buildings castles in air, I wouldn't change anything.
There it is, Visions of Grandeur. I love it. I love it. Nikki, that is awesome.
Thank you.
We have Nikki with us, folks, from the fantastic band Lucid Fly. This is off your brand new album, Golden Castles, man. Fantastic,
yeah.
Fantastic. What a voice. What music, musicians, too. Just first grade all the way.
Yeah,
very cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, let me ask you, as a professional musician and whatnot, because I know there's a lot of kids that listen to the show. I shouldn't say kids. That's terrible. I don't mean to be condescending. That's not my intent at all. But a lot of people trying to get where you're at, you know? And, you know, what advice would you say is for vocal and whatnot? Do you have a regiment you do? Or?
Definitely, you know, for me, practice is absolutely essential. Drinking tons of water is I know people hear that all the time, but it's really true. You kind of have to be like an athlete being a singer, you know? And like I said also earlier, it's not always so glamorous with, you know, cutting back on drinking and caffeine and all this and that. But for me, it's just finding music that you like to sing, finding exercises, and even vocal coaches. I've been to several different vocal coaches that you really have to find one that you feel you resonate with. But
right.
Just practicing. I mean, that's how you get better at anything, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
So,
I'm a painter by trade, and I get people
yes.
every so often will ask me, they'll say, you know, I want to do what you're doing. And I'm like, well, you got to draw 3 hours a day. You know,
yeah.
for the next 10 years, just get ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, with any business, you got to love it, even when you hate it. You know,
exactly.
You got to do it.
Absolutely. A lot of my family and relatives are painters, so I
know
okay. that,
yeah, you know.
You know, yeah, you have to basically put the hours in to get better.
And with anything, too, there's a business side of things as well, you know, in your business, mine, and all of that. You know, I had a gal, I don't know, it's a couple months ago, but I was at a cocktail party, and she said, man, I would love to just sit around and paint all. I'm like, me too. I need that job.
I want to do the wine and paint, or the paint and
yeah.
sip, or whatever.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
That's with me. But, you know, there is, you know, you have to, your day, I mean, with any business, you're looking at long hours, you know, it's just.
Yeah, that's why you have to do something that you love, absolutely. If you're not doing it
right.
because you don't love, you know, because you love it, it's a waste of time.
Exactly, you'll wind up in a bell tower or something. No, it's not good.
Exactly.
It's not good. Well, you're very good at what you do, and I, you know, it really shows, and it's really cool too. You guys, I don't want to say it's melodic, but it's just mm-hmm. very well done from start to finish. You know, a big
Thank
sound
you.
Like that.
I think melodic is a great word to describe it. I mean, I think not only me, but Doug has a really good way of balancing and playing melodies that are what work for the music. You know, so I think that's
right.
why the songwriting has grown and we've been able. It's all about balance. So.
Now, do you guys have a set, like, I hate to use the word formula because that leads people to think formulaic because your music is anything but a set way you approach songwriting, or is it different for each one?
It's absolutely different every time. I mean, sometimes we will be at a rehearsal and we just start messing around after, you know, in between songs, and I record every rehearsal, and so we get everything down on tape. So sometimes we're like, oh, that was really cool. We'll listen back, and a song will form out of that. Other times, you know, Doug will come up with a guitar riff, or I'll come up with a melody, or we'll go and work on the computer and come up with a really cool drum beat. And then we'll completely screw it up and make it something that a human can't play, and try to take it into the rehearsal space and, like, say, okay, here's what we made. Let's try to play this.
Kind of reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Everything. I think we have a tendency to get bored easily, so we need things that keep our attention, and that's kind of where, you know, it's all about the details and the transitions and things like that. So it's fun. You have to keep it fun for sure, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's play another one. What should we do next? I have all 10 tracks queued up. We went
cool.
with Visions of Grandeur earlier. What should we do next, do you think?
How about Mascot?
Sounds great. Sounds great. Track 3 off the brand new album, everybody. The new album, Building Castles in the Air by Lucid Fly. This is Mascot. When we come back, we're going to talk about your website and all that and get people over there to that. But
awesome.
Right now, we're going to listen to Mascot. Here it is.
Showing up
Outstanding, outstanding mascot by Lucid Fly. Man, Nikki, your vocals are just amazing on that, and the
thank you.
The music's like a waterfall of cool, you know. It just they blend so well. I just
That's
love
awesome.
It. Yeah, just so good, so good. Now, I wanted to let people know also on our show page, and if you're listening on my website or the show page, wherever you're listening to it. You got to get over to Lucid Fly's website. It's very difficult to find. No, I'm kidding, of course. Very easy to find. Just put in lucidfly.com, and there it is, baby.
Nice.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. And when you get over there, it's a fantastic website. Very, very cool. And when you scroll down, there is, I don't know, 27 social media links. No, there's not 27,
yes.
But there's a lot.
There's some missing then. I'm kidding.
Oh, there you go. Now let me ask you. Now Nikki, you're a young gal. You probably grew up with a smartphone in your hand. You know what I mean? So you're used to all this stuff, social media and all that. See me, I need to find a 14-year-old girl with a cell phone and make her an intern or something because it's hard, baby. It's hard getting all these, keeping it all straight.
Yeah.
Do you have somebody that does it, or do you guys take turns, or what do you think about social media and whatnot?
Social media is absolutely essential, for one. I agree that it can be challenging. I'm always the one that's online. I should say, you know, Doug is also, but I've always been the one in charge of our band since inception. And learning the different platforms, I feel like you have to, like, find one and stick with it, you know, like, find which ones resonate with you. If you try to do them all, you're going to do them half-assed, and that, you know, like, I kind of picked, like, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and the cool thing is you can link all together, so you post in one, and it posts to all the others, so it kind of saves you the time and the hassle, but, yeah, like, keeping up with all the, like, Snapchat and whatever else is coming out, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, my head's about to explode, you know?
I hear you.
So.
Well, the cool thing about with bands on social media, I think, again, I'm a little down the trough on you on age. When I was a kid, this is way back a million years ago in the 1980s, where, you know, both men and women wore eyeliner and had big hair way back then. It's true. Oh man. But back then I knew growing up I was always the art guy, and everybody I hung out with was in bands. I was grew up just suburbs around Detroit, and everybody in the Midwest wanted to be a guitar player. That was just, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
And you know, I knew all these bands and stuff, and I'd always want to go see them, and I'm like, "Hey man, can I get some tickets?" And they're like, "Yeah, go, you know, staple gun these 10,000 flyers to light poles." I always had to work to get to see the show. But I ran many a merch booth, too. That was
nice.
The other thing, you know.
Hey, are you free? Are you busy?
Well, now with, like, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and stuff, you guys, you know, that's such a nice tool to get the word out, you know, when you're playing and stuff. And
Have
new singles come out.
It makes it a lot easier, although I, you know, with Facebook, I don't know how many people are seeing the posts actually, you know, so that's like one thing, obstacle that people have to overcome and try to figure out ways to actually get the people who are following you or your friends for it to show up in their feed. But in general, I think social media is really good for connecting, communicating, getting the word out, you know, and discovering new things. So it's really cool.
Absolutely. I was one of those guys when I was living in California that was a MySpace guy. You know, I had a million friends on that thing or whatever. And I remember when Facebook, you know, I was like Tom Jr., I think, there for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, then the rise of Facebook happened. And I remember turning my nose up to him. I'm like, Facebook, are you kidding me? That's for East Coast college yuppies. I'm not going to be on, you know. And here we are.
I think they marketed it too, like, oh, you know, well, the whole MySpace and top 8 or top 10, you know, and then they're like, well, Facebook's for your family. That's who you connect with on Facebook. It's like if you don't want people to find you and you want to just be private. And I'm like, how that's changed, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's crazy. And, you know, one of the good things about Facebook is I can see who stayed cool and who certainly didn't from high school and college, you know?
Yes.
Oh,
and then you just, like, find people that you graduated with, and you're like, what happened? You know? Like, no reunion. I mean, you don't need to go to reunions anymore, you know?
No. Yeah, absolutely. And, it's crazy. Some of the wildest people I knew have just changed so much. I mean, radically changed, you know? It's
I'm
like...
For the better, though, nope. I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Always.
The only good thing is, when I was a kid, way back then, we didn't really have cell phones with cameras in them. We didn't even have, we had pagers and stuff. But they couldn't take pictures because these kids today, now I sound like an old man, they all have, you know, photographic. If I had some of the photographic evidence of some of these preachy high school friends of mine now, you know.
Right? Exactly.
Oh,
man. They would be like deleting their page.
Exactly. Oh man. Well, that's folks again at the lucidfly.com website. Add Lucidfly, follow, subscribe, do all that kind of like the page and follow it. Whatever you got to do on the platform to keep abreast of what's going on because they got a lot of stuff happening. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Let's play a third song. What should we do next? We've got them all here.
Let's do. How about Billowy and Broken, the first track off the album?
Sounds great. Billowy and Broken. I like this track a lot. Here it is, folks. Lucid Fly. What a track. What a track. That's the first track off the brand new, well, out in November, real new still, Lucid Fly album, Building Castles in Air. That was Billowy and Broken. Outstanding. Outstanding track. Now,
yeah.
When you guys are writing, do you do your lyrics beforehand or after all the composition of the music and whatnot?
That also kind of varies. Sometimes I have lyrics and we write the music to what the theme is about, but a lot of times if there's music, like, I have to listen to it over and over and over again to kind of hear what the music is telling me to write about. If that, that kind of sounds weird, but I'm like, what is the mood of the song? What do I feel? What kind of images pop up in my head when I'm listening to it? And I always write about life experiences because that's all I really know, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
So I just kind of go from there.
I gotcha. Now,
yeah.
We had talked before, I can't remember. It's funny, I got to start, because we have such interesting conversations on this show with when sometimes when we're off the air when the tracks drop. I can't remember if this was on the air or off the air, but we were talking about how you're a fan of fashion and high fashion and whatnot. And,
yeah.
And your music videos and whatnot. Are you a fan of music, doing the music videos? Or is it just a necessary evil?
I believe it's necessary. We actually have only appeared in one video that we've, like,
mm-hmm.
done. The video that we did for our single is the lyric video. I think they're necessary. I think that that's definitely something that I want to do more of. And I know that we will with this album.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Today, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, this weekend is your last chance to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Roxx here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamieroxx.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out. If you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know you guys are promoting the album right now,
mm-hmm.
and usually in the winter months, I've found that a lot of the bands that I know will do their like a lot of their promo and stuff and radio tours and whatnot as opposed
mm-hmm.
to a lot of live shows. Is that the case with you guys? You guys playing out right now or just focusing on promo right now?
We're absolutely focusing on promo in the studio, rehearsing minimum 3 times a week, just trying to get our live show together. We've never played these songs out before, which is
right.
kind of cool that. You know, we're trying to get these songs to sound live, how they sound on the album, which is a challenge in itself. So just, we were just plugging away and rounding out the lineup, figuring out who's going to play the bass live,
nice.
You know, so, but touring is the goal for this year, and, you know, that will, more news to come on that for sure.
Very, very cool. I'm writing a note to myself here. Be sure to have the band back on when,
yes.
You guys are hitting the road and whatnot.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Hey, before I forget, I want to give a big shout out to Head First Entertainment, Dave and the fine folks over there. Doing PR for this this show and the band and whatnot. I don't know how that business works. So if you're in a band and you want some, you need some help on the PR and marketing side of things. Well, I've known Dave a while. He's a pretty good guy. All the folks over there at Head First Entertainment are. So, you know.
Yeah.
Mo is
we couldn't release this album without.
Right.
Definitely helped us with this album. So. Many
thanks. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Get him in your corner, folks. He's a good guy to know. Very, very cool. And has, you know, he's an old rocker. And I shouldn't say that. He's a mid-century modern rocker. and has some absolutely killer stories. And that's all
awesome.
I'll say about that. I'll let him tell his stories.
Yeah.
They're outstanding. Oh, man. Very cool. Very cool. Well, that's great. And I really like this album a lot. And people can pick up the album, right? This is out on iTunes and wherever they buy digital music, right?
Yeah, you can find it at iTunes, Bandcamp, I think even like Best Buy, tons of independent record stores in like
nice.
Denver, all over the place, Seattle. Obviously, our website, lucidfly.com, we have a shop on there where you can get autographed stuff, merchandise.
Wow.
We have tons of bundles and jewelry that I actually create the jewelry and we sell. So,
wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Oh. How cool is that? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
This is really nice stuff, man.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I even like that
artwork.
Pin. I even like that pin, man. And
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cheap. Or I shouldn't say cheap. This is so reasonably priced. How about that?
Yeah. Cheap. It's all from China. I'm just kidding.
Send a note to Nikki. Raise your price. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Outstanding. Hey, and before I forget, I've just seen it on the website too. We were talking about this off the air. You guys do, no, tell us before the show ends here, you guys do a monthly radio show yourself, right?
Yes, we, Doug and I, host a monthly radio show. It's called the Negative Space Radio Show, and that's SP, the number 8CE, if you're looking for it. Basically, we showcase 8 bands a month, the first Tuesday of every month. And it's bands that we discover that we're playing, that we love. It's usually new music. It's always in rock genre, but not always rock, but it's always rockin', I should say. you can check out LuckyStarRadio.com. And, so we've been doing that about two years now, and it's music from all over the world. We just had the Negative Space Radio Show this past Tuesday, so... But we always upload past episodes on our Mixcloud.com/LucidFly page, so you can go back and listen to any of the shows that we've done. So it's fun.
Very cool.
We've been able to connect with some amazing bands, which really, really cool. That's the luxury of social media and the interwebs.
I'm telling you, it's a trip. I remember one of the neatest things when I first started doing the show, I don't know, I've been doing it about 6 months or so. I got a Facebook message from some cat, and he was like, you know, hey, I'd like to get my band on your show, you know, blah, 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 that whole thing. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, sure. I said, you know, what kind of music do you guys do? You know, we're just kind of chatting. And he goes, well, you know, we're death metal. And I said, oh, okay. I haven't had a death metal act on yet. And I'm like, where are you guys out of? You know, and I'm thinking he's going to say like Peoria or something. And
yeah.
He's like, Mozambique. I'm like,
what?
Really? Wow. I said, I had no idea there was a death metal scene in Mozambique, you know?
Yeah, right? There's
and it was
great bands everywhere.
I'm telling you, it was just, and that wouldn't have happened without Facebook. There was, we wouldn't have crossed paths, I can guarantee.
Yeah.
You know?
And we constantly get messages too, like on Facebook. You know, people will find the radio page and reach out and say, "Here's my music." So it's just an awesome way to connect with other musicians. Hopefully, there's some of our favorite bands that we've been able to connect with, and hopefully, we'll be able to tour with. You know, it's totally awesome. We also just love supporting, you know, new music that needs to be heard. So,
right, absolutely.
That's that.
And yeah, you know, it's very true. And, you know, everybody carries around, they can listen to the radio shows and podcasts and these new bands and stuff. Everybody has a computer in their pocket. You know, it's amazing. It's the crazy world we live in. I love it. Very cool. Well, Nikki, I'm going to let you get to, I know you got plans. It's a Friday night in LA. So you got things to
Girls
get ready
night.
For and. Girls' night.
Girls' night.
Oh man. Well, just remember, never go to jail on a Friday because you have to wait till Monday to get out. That's incorrect. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I will keep that in my back pocket.
Well, have fun and tonight. And I want to
thank
you so much for being on the show. Really class to join up around here. Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. And that's going to do it for us tonight, folks. We will be back Monday, and this show will be converted to a podcast tonight and out on all the, posted out on all the social media platforms, including iTunes, for free. So if you're listening to the show in the future on iTunes and Hello from the Past, do me a quick favor, hit the ratings and review. Our advertisers really dig that because it puts it up at the top of the page. And, they don't holler on me, and it's just a very good day. No, they're good people. Okie doke, we are out of here. Have a good night, everybody, and thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. See ya.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.